BBC News with Marion Marshall. Palestinian militants in the Gaza Strip have fired a rocket at Jerusalem for the first time in decades as Israel continues its air attacks on the Gaza Strip. The Palestinian group Hamas said it was aimed at the Israeli parliament, the Knesset. John Donison reports from Gaza.
The missile that Hamas says targeted Jerusalem was launched just 500 metres from the BBC's office in the centre of Gaza City. I watched as it ripped steeply into the dusk, heading northeast towards the place both Israelis and Palestinians regard as their capital. Minutes later, 50 miles or so away in Jerusalem, there were air raid sirens, the city under rocket fire for the first time in decades. The missile fell short close to the West Bank Israeli settlement of Mali Amos. Israel's biggest city of Tel Aviv was also targeted. It followed a day when Israel stepped up its air attacks on Gaza, hitting more than 300 targets.
Israel has sealed off roads around the Gaza Strip, prompting speculation that it may be preparing a ground offensive. 27 Palestinians and 3 Israelis have been killed since Wednesday. The president of the Palestinian Authority in Ramallah, Mahmoud Abbas, has urged Palestinians to unite in the face of what he called aggression by Israel.
This is an aggression against the whole Palestinian people. No one can claim that this is just about Hamas or Islamic Jihad or Fatah. We must stand united. It's vital that we exert maximum effort to achieve national unity and reconciliation.
The UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has urged Israel and the Palestinians to halt what he called a dangerous escalation. Thousands of people have lined the streets of the Croatian capital, Zagreb, to welcome home 2 former generals acquitted of war crimes by an appeal court in The Hague. Ante Gotovina and Mladen Markač were freed after the international court ruled that there'd been no evidence of unlawful attacks when they held senior positions in the mid-1990s. Croatia described the men's release as a huge relief. Serbia said the court had lost all credibility. The Swedish furniture chain IKEA has apologised after an independent report found that some of its suppliers in communist East Germany used forced labour to make its products during the Cold War. Stephen Evans reports from Berlin.
The investigators concluded that political prisoners were used to make IKEA furniture. IKEA said after the findings that the company had been aware of the possibility and had tried to put in measures to ensure that prisoners weren't used, but that, as its statement put it, it is now clear that the measures were not effective enough. For the prisoners who worked on IKEA furniture, the recognition was what they wanted, but it may also open the way for legal claims.
World News from the BBC. President Obama has met congressional leaders to try to avert a budget crisis that could tip the United States back into recession. Unless he can reach a deal with his Republican opponents by the end of the year, tax rises and deep cuts in government spending will automatically take effect in January. The Republican Speaker of the House of Representatives, John Boehner, described the initial discussions as constructive. The former mayor of Brazil's largest city, São Paulo, has been found guilty of stealing millions of dollars from public funds and diverting them to offshore accounts in Jersey. Paulo Maluf, who's a member of Congress and one of Brazil's richest men, was ordered by a court in Jersey to pay back more than $10 million plus interest to the São Paulo city authorities. The court said Mr. Maluf had overcharged on construction projects. He denied the charges. A Tuareg rebel group in northern Mali has launched an offensive against Islamist fighters. Clashes broke out between the Tuareg MNLA and Islamist militants in the region of Gao. The fighting is taking place as plans by West African states for military intervention in northern Mali gather pace. Thomas Fessi reports.
A spokesman for the MNLA Tuareg-led rebel group has confirmed fighters were on the move with the aim of driving Islamist militants out of Gao. Moussa Aga Sarid, based in Paris, said the MNLA was keen to pursue talks to end the crisis, but would not negotiate with what he called foreign terrorists. Clashes reportedly erupted on Friday morning near the town of Ensango.
Britain has suspended all aid channeled through the government of Uganda after concerns that funds were diverted to private bank accounts. The British International Development Secretary announced that more than $17 million were being withheld following a preliminary audit. The funds will remain frozen until Uganda proves it's not misusing the aid. BBC World Service News.